In a penalty-filled affair at Chelmsford Arena, the Greater Sudbury Cubs tore up the Espanola Paper Kings 8-3 in Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League action from March 16. Cubs forward Oliver Smith scored 3 times and added multiple assists to lead the team to victory. The Cubs scored early and often in this one. Smith notched his 20th of the season just past the 5-minute mark of the first, assisted by Pearson Sobush, to give Greater Sudbury a 1-0 lead. Around 5 minutes later, Smith would do it again, this time on the power play, again assisted by Sobush, and the Cubs were up 2-0. Greater Sudbury would add another at 16:41 of the first as Cole Crowder jammed in his 23rd of the year off a goal-mouth scramble. Smith added an assist and helped give the Cubs a 4-0 lead at around 7:30 of the second, when he made a spinning feed in front to a waiting Billy Biederman, who lifted the puck into the top left-hand corner of Espanola's net. The Paper Kings would finally get on the board a few minutes later when Aiden Pethick fired a shot past Cubs goalkeeper Noah Mativier to make it 4-1. The home side countered with a trio of tallies to put themselves up by 6 after 40 minutes, beginning with a Sobush shorthanded effort halfway through the contest after he was gifted one after blocking a clearing attempt that left him with an open net, the club said in a news release. Following Sobush's tally, Crowder added his second of the game, with Smith getting the assist, as he cruised down the left side and fired a shot through the legs of Paper Kings netminder Jake Marua at 12:16. Up 6-1 at this point, the Cubs added another after Samuel Asinawai flew down the right wing and was left plenty of room to score with a sharp wrist shot. Espanola swapped Marua for Andrew Galton in net at this point. With Sudbury up 7-1 early in the third, Smith completed his hat trick, set up by Asinawai, on the power play to make it 8-1 for the Cubs. Espanola would add 2 before the final buzzer, with Blake Peters-Davey scoring on the power play and Benjamin LaCroix adding another, but it was too little, too late at the point, and the game ended 8-3 for Sudbury. The win sees Greater Sudbury move to 4-5, 1-0, 2-0 on the year, while the Paper Kings fell to 2-9, 2-3, 2-3.